We're talking today with Alex Rocatelli at OSU. He's the Forage Systems Extension Specialist. And we kind of just wanted to touch base with Alex today to talk about what's happening with the spring planting of alfalfa right now in the state. Now, you and I were talking a little bit. Most producers usually plant alfalfa in the fall, but you can plant it in the spring, correct?
Yes, you can plant in the spring. However, I anticipate that it's much more challenging to plant here in the spring in Oklahoma than during the fall.
And what presents some of those challenges? Is it weather related, or why is it just better to plant in the fall?
Well, I think that you nailed it. It's pretty much weather related and everything that the weather brings with it. Just stop and think with me. Like, if you plant alfalfa during the fall, like in August last year, the plant is going to grow during the fall until comes the killing frost. So the plant gets in the dormancy stage. And what happens is, as soon as temperatures start to rise, let's say in mid-March, that plant is already with roots and is ready to continue growing, right? So that's pretty much what you're going to find in a plant that we have planted during the fall. Now, if you are placing right now a seed, an alfalfa seed on the ground, that seed needs to come up, produce roots, and it's going to take like at least 4 weeks, 5 weeks from now to really start to become a small plant. And we know that here in Oklahoma, or spring, actually, it's very brief. It's very short. It's not like in the northern states of the United States that the spring prolongs, the mild temperature of spring prolongs till June. So here what happened is that spring, that where the temperature is good for the alfalfa really to grow, is pretty short. And what happened is weeds start to proliferate very soon and start to compete with the seedlings of alfalfa. And also, as producers know, we have other pests. We have like weevils coming up that can really damage that seedling pretty fast right now. So that's the problem here in Oklahoma when you talk about the spring planting alfalfa. We don't have much time for the plant catching growth until the hot temperatures of the summer and the weeds and the pests come to bother the alfalfa.
Well, let's talk a little bit and stay with spring planting, though. If you're a producer that's maybe considering spring planting, it's starting to get a little bit late for planting, but you said there's still just a little bit of time?
Yes, I mean, we know every year is different from each other when you talk about weather, especially here in Oklahoma, is what I had to learn. But when you talk about dates, I would say mid-March to mid-April, it would be the time to plant alfalfa during the spring if you want to try. And if that's the case, I mean, we are exactly in the mid of that month that I believe that's the window to plant alfalfa during the spring. Now, it's something still that I want to really put more effort on chasing that assumption. But we know that today we have Roundup Ready alfalfa available for producers. And one advantage that I saw last year in my plots is that the Roundup Ready, well, you can really control weeds with Roundup when you're applying the Roundup Ready. So that's basically what it is. But what happened is once you have the weeds coming up in too fast and you have the glyphosate, that's, I would say, economic way to control weeds. And also you can control pretty much a high spectrum, different types of weed at once. Using Roundup Ready alfalfa, planted during the spring, perhaps would be a good idea. Do you know what I mean? Because that improves right. The chances of controlling the weeds.
Yes, absolutely. Now, does it make a difference on where producers look to plant alfalfa?
Well, always, independently, like if we're going fall or spring, make sure that your soil pH is about 6.5, that you have a very good pH there. And also that all your field has a good fertility there. So that's very important regardless the time that you are planting. And also that you have a well-drained soil. soils that really hold too much moisture, it's a problem because alfalfa is very, like say, doesn't tolerate waterlogged.
Gotcha. So when we're planting, when producers are picking out varieties of alfalfa, what would you say is the best way to pick those varieties? Would it be like by location or by drought, or what's the best way to choose those?
Well, there are different traits that we need to look at an alfalfa variety to select, and that's related to a specific location. So that's why I say there is not like one variety that is the best. That will really depend on lots of factors. And you know, you need to really customize and select a variety that's better for your specific location. But there are some things here that every producer needs to make sure here in Oklahoma that the alfalfa variety that's selecting have. First is winter survival. Winter survival is very important. And for here in Oklahoma, we need to take alfalfas that has a rate of 3 or 4 for winter survival. And the fall dormancy, the rates are 4, 5, and 6. If you don't pick on those rates, for sure, you are going to have a stand that's not going to be coming up very okay. I would say may not produce enough forage in the next years. Because what happened is those rates are really related on first the winter survival, how much that variety specifically will thrive during the winter, during the dormance period, and the fall dormancy is how late an alfalfa go dormant. So that's two important things here that, and you need to consider that when taking selecting for Oklahoma. So again, winter survival 3-4. Fall dormancy 4, 5, or 6. Now, after that, you need to look at your area and see which are the diseases and insects that are recurring on your area, right? Because what happened is perhaps there are in the market a new variety that promises high yielding. However, what happened is if that variety is not resistant to the insect and diseases on your area, most likely that is not going to show its full yield potential. So that's why it's very important. So if you perhaps you are on your farm for a very long time, so you already know what those diseases and insects are. If not, the Oklahoma has the pest alert that you can go to the website and look at it, and you have the archives there. And in the archives, you may find on your specific region in the last years, what were those diseases and insects? So that's a good way to find out. So make sure that you are looking for varieties that are tolerant to diseases and insects on your area. And then we can think about yield potential. And for yield potential, that's too much related to the location that you are at. And that's why we rely on performance trials, variety performance trials, as I am developing here in Oklahoma. Right now, we have 4 locations. We have in Chickasha, here in Stillwater, in Lahoma, and also I'm starting one in Tipton. And I'm waiting at least for we get 3 years of data, because it's when yields start to be consistent. And so I'm going to release the information for those varieties. And that would be a good resource for producers to know, at least from the varieties that I tested, which one of those are exactly performing in that area. Right now, I'm working with about 10 varieties, and I hope that in future, I'm going to have more.
The last time that we spoke, you were having producers fill out an alfalfa survey. Now, is that still ongoing, or did you guys wrap that up?
It's still ongoing. With the pandemic and all these issues that we are experiencing in the last year or so, we could not meet with lots of producers to really wrap it up that. So it's still going on. And, you know, until today, we still have that limitation on face-to-face meetings. Therefore, the survey is going online. And I mean, if the producers can access the survey and fill it out, that will be great, because that will help us to understand how alfalfa production is going here in Oklahoma, and also what are the bottlenecks, what are the biggest concerns that the producers have on management and disease and pest and weeds control. And that will help us not only to develop research, but also put it out new materials to help producers.
Excellent. Well, we'll put the link to that survey up with our story today so that all producers can go and fill that out when they have the time. Alex, thank you so much for visiting with us today. We always love hearing your passion about alfalfa.
Well, let me know anytime. I'm available to talk.